Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Bonjour, bonjour. Welcome, fresh produce aficionados. You're tuned in to the Global Fresh Series, where freshness knows no borders. And I hope you have your passport, because I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from the home of the Queen Mary in sunny Long Beach, California, where history, hospitality, and fresh produce come together in one delicious mix. So how's everyone doing today? How are you handling the time change shuffle? Sure, it's nice to get that extra hour of sleep, but waking up when it's still dark out? It's really not my favorite. It's funny how something as small as a clock shift, a time change 1 hour, can throw us off like a mini jet lag. We're all tuned like Swiss clocks, just trying to find our rhythm again. We made it through Halloween weekend and a time change, so give yourself a pat on the back and grab your favorite fresh snack as we dive in to see what's happening this week on the Global Fresh Series. I'm so glad you're here to listen to what I have to say this week, continuing on with the annual report of the European Grocery Report 2025. Last week, I left off with highlights from this report. It's a deep dive into the retail and consumer landscape of Europe. This annual report offers valuable insights into how European retailers, suppliers, and the broader business sector are striving to connect with consumers and offer promotions that attract the everyday shopper. It also gives an in-depth country analysis through ranking the top 50 European supermarkets based on their brand rankings. This was achieved with input from over 175,000 respondents across 41 countries, testing their perception of brands from 31 sectors. And who is responsible for carrying this out? It was compiled in partnership with Brand Finance. They used a proprietary scoring system called the Brand Strength Index, or BSI. And if you go online to read what went into this, it's quite lengthy. There was everything from confidence to loyalty. Many different questions that went into ranking these top supermarkets. So before we get into the supermarkets that came out on top with high BSI scores, let's summarize highlights from last week when I gave you just kind of the top line summary of this report. In 2024, there was a small incremental growth for the European grocery sector, with persistent cost pressure and economic uncertainty giving way to cautious consumer spending. They really started to pull back on their spending. Grocery consolidation is forecasted to increase over the next 5 years. Discounters and private labels have continued to gain market share. And the study focused on what's called growth champions. These are retailers that both gained market share and reported above average like-for-like sales growth over the last 5 years. Participating CEOs cited cost and margin pressure and building a differentiated offering for which customers are willing to pay as their top three priorities. The study segmented the generational buyers, with Generation Z and Millennials as the top groups purchasing on-the-go snacks and ready-to-eat meals, and further labeling Generation Z as the no-cooking generation. That's why they scored so high. I think it's 77% a month they're purchasing on-the-go snacks or ready-to-eat meals. So they're virtually doing no cooking. Sustainability is not viewed the same across all demographic groups, with Gen X and baby boomers showing the least interest. And when it comes to IT, nearly 90% of AI and tech transformation have not reached scale, with many companies lacking effective measurement systems. Before we continue, let's take a moment to shine a light on our first class sponsor. They really are a true leader in the world of spuds. Peak of the Market. They are a proud sponsor of the 2025 Grey Cup coming to Winnipeg this November. As we celebrate the harvest season, our fresh Manitoba-grown vegetables from potatoes to pumpkins are perfect for holiday meals and game day gatherings. Here's to great food, great community, and Grey Cup excitement with Peak of the Market. Looking south to the Southern Hemisphere, it's Colombia's main season, and Colombia has creamy avocado volume and quality to support your promotional programs and fill those supply gaps. Colombia avocados meet your growing category demand year-round. Now, issues can arise from global trade that requires experts to navigate smooth sailing for payment. Trade with confidence by checking out the DRC. They are known as the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute and Resolution Corporation. They will educate you on navigating the supply chain. Just follow them on their website, the DRC. And before I continue to recognize our stellar sponsor, let's hear from one of them, Jack Vandenberg.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
And we're back. And if you haven't checked out Jack Vandenberg, I encourage you to do so because they have some fabulous products branded under Sunrays. And speak about sustainability, their bags are compostable. So you can go ahead and put them in the backyard or wherever there's some soil and kind of watch them break down. So bringing you the annual European Supermarket News Report, let's continue on with taking a look at some of the top-ranked supermarkets out of 50 based on their brand ranking. We're going to take a look at about 10 of them because obviously I can't name all 50, but you can by taking a look at their online annual report. So number one is Sweden's leading grocer retailer, ICA, ICA. This year, the retailer saw an increase in shoppers' store visits and improved market share in both grocery and pharmacy. Number two is Migros. They are the best performing retailer in Turkey, holding a near-perfect reputation score of 9.8 and also most admired in the eyes of the Turkish consumers. They earned the top spot in 2024 and showed a 12.1% net increase in sales. Number three, Systembolaget. I hope I pronounced that correctly. They are a Sweden state-run liquor store chain, and they have introduced online and app-based service along with promoting a strong sustainability message, which seems to be resonating with their customers. Number four is Albert Heijn, the Dutch major retailer and part of Ahold Delhaize. They rank in fourth place. Mercadona, the Spanish supermarket retailer holding the majority retail market share in Spain, ranks fifth. Then you have next UK's Iconics. Mark and Spencer ranks sixth with an 8.7% increase in food sales And I can definitely attest to them. When I lived in London, I would always shop at Marks and Spencer's. And I think they were way ahead of their time because everyone, they were known at that time, and I'm sure they still are, for their really yummy selection of different types of packaged foods, ready-to-eat meals. Another UK supermarket retailer following Marks and Spencer is Tesco. They rank number 7. And wrapping up the last three retailers for 8th, 9th, and 10th place are all German retailers, Rewe, Rossmann, and Edeka. On a positive note, surveys across 13 countries shows that consumer behavior is mostly unchanged, with increased spending intent on quality and health and decreased focus on frozen food. Now, Gen Z has a net intent to purchase high-quality fresh products, and that has increased by 7 percentage points. So if I were looking at the demographic groups, Gen Z would be the one that I would go after to really focus on getting them to purchase a wide selection of fresh fruits and vegetables, as they have that net increase of 7 percentage points. And at 111 pages, I still have about 86 more pages to tell you about. So let's cut to a commercial break before continuing on and hear from another incredible sponsor. They offer a very, very valuable service to the fresh produce community, Zag Technical Services.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Thank you, Zag Technical Services, for taking care of RT network systems, keeping them safe and secure. Well, welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you are just joining us, a big welcome and thank you to all of our fabulous sponsors. And continuing on, taking a look at a few of the countries in this report, annual report, we're going to start with France. During 2023 and 2024, the country outpaced other European countries. However, key drivers such as public spending and exports, not to mention some of the political upheaval they had this past summer with a snap election, that really contributing to the country losing momentum, and affecting a slower economy with consumer spending remaining cautious and for an outlook of lower growth rates than its European neighbors. With consumer spending decreasing across all categories, there is a significant decline in snacks, soft drinks, and processed foods, but opting for fresh fruits and vegetables. France has 8 retail banners, with Leclerc and Carrefour comprising the largest market shares at 23.7% and 22%, respectively. And if you are wondering which fruit is the most consumed fruit in France, it is the banana. It is the most consumed fruit, holding an 18% market share, according to the International Banana Association. This is mainly due to retail prices remaining very affordable. Next, we're going to move on to Germany. It is the only major EU economy to contract in 2024, as stated in a recent European Commission report. It has continued to significantly lag behind the EU average with its post-pandemic recovery, in addition to be impacted by geopolitics affecting energy shocks and reduced competitiveness. The outlook is slow growth hindered by global trade tensions, especially those U.S. tariffs. Germany's potential growth is among the lowest in the EU at 0.5% per year, beginning with 2025 and projected to continue through 2029. And this is due to demographics, aging, low labor hours, and underinvestment. This also is reflecting in low consumer confidence due to inflation concerns, and they are extremely price conscious when grocery shopping. A recent study found that in 2025, the frequency of shopping, grocery shopping, has increased, with 55% of Germans making several shopping trips a week. However, these shopping trips are becoming frequent, but they're choosing cheaper and more sustainable products. Maybe that's because I believe Aldi and some of these supermarkets have sections where you can find all the really the really deeply discounted products. So if you go more frequently, you're going to have a chance to find a bigger selection at each one of these sections of the store. Now, on the flip side of the coin is Italia. Italy has I've already covered two top European countries that are not showing economic growth, or it's very lacklusters, with consumers cutting back on spending in the wake of uncertain economic environment. But Italy, on the other hand, is not exactly booming. But Italian consumer sentiment is less concerned about the political atmosphere and economic situation than their EU counterparts. Promotional offers and discounts strongly influence purchasing decisions, particularly in the grocery channel. And interestingly enough, Italians rank below average in online engagement, including using online sources for inspiration, for example, TikTok, e-commerce, and customer service. However, over half of Italians are willing to pay more for sustainable products. And we will wrap it up with going a little further south with Spain. A recent European Commission report painted a positive outlook for sustained growth in a shifting landscape. Retail sales volume increased by 1.1% in June, month on month, and 6.2% year on year, with both food and non-food products increasing 1.2% monthly. The chink in the armor is the political turmoil that happened in the summer of 2025. According to BCG's latest consumer sentiment report, Spanish consumers are relatively concerned about the country's politics, 70%, and economic situation, 52%, but still maintaining relative optimism about their personal circumstances. Retail food sales are expected to grow by 1.6%, slightly faster than the previous year. Interestingly, Spaniards are slightly less discount-driven than consumers in other European markets. Their primary drivers are value for money, followed by ease of use and convenience. They're also highly motivated to switch brands for a better offer and are slightly above the European average with sustainability issues, with 17% willing to pay a green premium for environmentally friendly products. And having just spent time in Madrid, it does not surprise me that enjoyment remains the top motivation for Spanish shoppers when trying new products. And to sum it up, Spanish consumers prioritize products and services that make life easier, save time, save some money, and reduce effort, and a plus if healthy and sustainable. Among Spanish retailers, Mercadona holds the largest market share among Spanish retailers at 26.7%, and they continue to be the grocery market leader, posting an increase of 9% in 2023 with a record turnover of 38.8 billion euros in 2024. So there you go, Fresh Produce aficionados. fresh produce falls into that category. And what we're seeing is that despite the Europeans, at least in these countries, and I think as we look at some other countries, it's going to be the same situation, that whenever people, you know, there's some inflation concerns, internal politics, geopolitics, and the consumers start to pull back, they will still spend. They're cutting out the processed foods, the snacks, the soft drinks, but they're still putting priority on fresh vegetables, fruits and vegetables, and will spend money on that. And yes, there are more countries to report on, but you will have to wait for next week's episode. So we'll have another rendezvous next week, same time, same place. The value of this report is to give you deep insights on the economic and political climate per EU country that in turn affects consumer shopping behavior and understanding, you know, where do I start to place my products? How do I present it to a retailer or a wholesaler? What kind of promotional programs do we put forward? What we are finding is that with economic uncertainty, consumers are giving more value to healthy options that comprise or include fresh fruits and vegetables, which should also get you excited to start moving forward and offering these fruits and vegetables, you know, getting right in the forefront of it all. So stand by for further information in next week's episode, which I'll begin to wrap it up with the remainder of the countries. And until then, stay healthy, stay eating well. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Network, we will see you in the fields, somewhere on a supermarket aisle, Marks and Spencer, Tesco, one of the German supermarket chains, Carrefour, wherever, or somewhere on the horizon.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.